Now, on the other end of the electric telephone should be Orla Gilroy. Good morning, Orla.
Hi, Donny. How are you?
I am well. I am well. Now, as we advertised prior to you coming on, Orla is from Daisy House. Orla, for the benefit of the listeners on Near FM 90.3, can you tell us the function that Daisy House provides, please?
I can. Daisy House is a 27-year-old charitable organisation, and we support women who are homeless as a result of domestic violence or addiction, may have been trafficked into the country, and we support them out of homelessness, and we work with them over 18-month periods to help them to really rebuild their lives in a safe, supported environment so they can move on to sustainable, independent and safe, you know, accommodation.
And Orla, I suppose, question which I always ask anybody in your role when we interview them, how are you fixed in relation to government funding?
We don't receive any government funding. We don't receive any core government funding. We actually did receive 1,740 roughly from the Lotteries Fund this year, but as other than that, we don't receive any government funding at all, so we're completely dependent on small nominal rents that residents pay and trying to fundraise to meet costs. But unfortunately, like any organisations in this particular, in the homeless sector, the costs are always higher than our particular income in this case.
And I suppose, Orla, it's fair to say that the demand on your services, would it be increasing as the years move on?
Yes. It's definitely increased in the last couple of years. We've seen the number of women who are coming out of refuges as a result of domestic violence is definitely on the increase, and also women who've come through addiction treatment is also on the increase. So at the moment we have over 44 women on a waiting list, and these are women who are being referred in to us by government-funded agencies.
So just for the benefit of the listeners, just put this in perspective. What you're saying is that you get no government funding whatsoever, but yet the government-funded projects are referring people on to you.
That's correct, yeah. Everybody who's here at the minute, so we have just over 15 women, and everybody that's here at the moment was referred in to us by a government-funded agency, be it another homeless organisation or Women's Refuge or, you know, another organisation that works with women who are homeless.
And how many branches of Daisy House have we in Dublin now? Is it, I know when I spoke to you a while ago, you had one out south side, out in around Dolphin's Barn area, out that side.
Yeah, that's correct. So all together we have three houses which accommodate 15 plus women at any one time, and then we have...
And where are they located, Orla? Where are those houses?
They're across Dublin East. Yeah, across Dublin East. And then we have 14, nearly 15 apartments that are right across the city, and they would be long-term social housing apartments. So when somebody comes through the programme, for example, if there's a vacancy in one of those, then someone would move into that. But as you know yourself, accommodation and housing is chronically short, and so therefore it can take quite some time for people to be able to find, you know, a unit to move into.
I suppose all it is probably, you know, it's an impossible question maybe for you to answer, but we'll say the downturn in the economy and the stress that put on families, you know, vis-a-vis shortage of money and trying to meet bills, was there a direct correlation between that and the increase in domestic violence? Or I think
for anybody to really be able to know that, you would have to do research. And I'm not necessarily aware there's any particular research done. That doesn't mean it wasn't. I think what we would have seen is that it definitely put extra pressure on both men and women. And I think we have to always be mindful to say that domestic violence affects both men and women.
Yep.
But we work with women who are affected by domestic violence. Definitely in the past couple of years, our numbers have increased for women who have been seeking refuge and who are looking for that support to move away from that situation.
And you mentioned as well there, Orla, in your opening introduction, how you are involved with women who have been trafficked into the country. Can you talk a little bit about that for us, please?
Yeah, we've found over the years that a number of women have been trafficked into the country for bonded labour. So they may have been brought in, for example, as a nanny for somebody, or they may have been brought in to work potentially in a factory for somebody. But when they get here, their passports are held. They may be subjected to abuse physically or mentally, financially, and they manage to escape and either were helped by members of the public or the Gardaí, and then were moved on to perhaps an organisation that would have worked directly with them. And then over time, they would have come to us.
And would the length of time they spend with you, Orla, would that depend on how bad a state they're in when they actually come in the front door?
Well, ideally, we run an 18-month programme, and we're probably one of the only organisations left in Dublin, if not the country, who runs an 18-month programme. But you know yourself, when any sort of trauma happens to someone, it takes time to be able to kind of regroup and start to even begin to acknowledge what's happened to you and to start to move on. And so we find that for some people, 18 months can give them that chance. For other people, it can take longer. But a key blockage, for want of a better word, is that because there's such a lack of accommodation for people to move on to, that's one of the key things that would keep people longer with us than maybe necessary.
Orla, you're also involved with on the peripheries there with Turning Off the Red Light as well, which is an organisation, for those who don't know it, which is endeavouring to take women out of the trap of prostitution. Does that increase your workload, or is that just part and parcel of every day?
I think that we would definitely have had women who've lived with us in the past who have come out of prostitution, who would have been referred into us through other organisations, Ruhama in particular, which is an excellent organisation.
Yeah.
And so we would be mindful of, you know, the experiences that those women have been through. So as such as an organisation, we wouldn't really be directly involved in that, but we would see, I suppose, the impact that has on women in particular environment.
And I presume your organisation, particularly, and I don't want to zone in on that particular aspect of what you do, Orla, but I presume that if you're taking somebody out of that type of environment, or even somebody, we'll say for argument's sake, who was, as you say earlier, they're brought in and their passport withheld and whatever else, is there a certain amount of counselling that they will require while they're with you for the 18 months?
Absolutely. And in fact, everybody that comes in here is provided with what we call a personal support program that's completely tailored to you, for example, specifically as an individual. And so the one that's tailored to you will be slightly different to the one that will be tailored to the next person who comes in, because it's completely geared towards your past experiences, what has happened to you, how you've got to where you are, and where you want to go to in your life. So if you want to get into college, or if you want to go off and do skills-based training, we will help you get there. We will support you through that in any way that we possibly can, so that you can move on to independent living.
And of course, Orla, as we know, all those services and all those things cost money. So should anybody want to donate to you, or any corporate people who are listening who may want to donate to Daisy House, how would they go about doing that, Orla?
They can go on to our website, which is daisyhouse.org, and Daisy House is all one word, daisyhouse.org. And on the website, there's a donate button, and if you click on that, it'll give you the various options, or ring the office and ask for me, and we'll have a chat.
Orla Gilroy, on behalf of all the listeners on Neil FM 90.3, thank you so much for taking our call this morning. I do appreciate, Orla, that you were at a meeting and you stepped out to do this interview, so I am very grateful to you for that.
Well, you're very good, and really, really appreciate the support. They're lucky to have you.
Thank you very much indeed. Very kind of you to say that, but we are here to help, and as I said earlier, we do like to give a voice to people who wouldn't normally get it. Thank you very much, Orla.
I really appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks. Goodbye.